So, this video is probably going to be one of the hardest videos out of this series. It has to do with, by far, one of the hardest challenges that I've ever had to live through and live with. I'll never forget how this whole day started. I'll give you a little backstory so you guys have a better understanding as to why it was as difficult to cope with. Although I don't really think that there's any other way that would make it any easier. But prior to my mother's passing, we were not speaking. She suffered from extreme depression and anxiety. And at the time, I was 21, 22 maybe. And I didn't understand. I didn't suffer from anxiety as bad as I do now. I didn't get it. I didn't understand that she just really needed somebody to listen and be there. Had it been now, I would be much more educated and much more aware of how debilitating that can be. And I would have stepped up and I would have understood and I would have been there. But because I was so naive and I was young and I was about me, I just, every time I would call her or anytime she would call me, it would just be nonstop complaining. And it was like talking to Debbie Downer every single time. I mean, there were some great times that I can remember in the last, you know, couple years of her life. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of good memories that I can hold on to. And prior to her passing, even more amazing memories. But towards the end, it was just too much. And she didn't know how to handle me not speaking to her. And I didn't know how to handle her state of depression and anxiety. And she had a massive heart attack prior to her passing, about 2 years prior. And they put stents in and she was on medication and we thought everything was going to be fine. Flash forward to Halloween of 2011. After months of not speaking to her. Halloween was one of her favorite holidays. By far. She always dressed up. She always loved, you know, handing out candy to the kids and decorating. And, you know, up until she passed, she went all out every year. And I was at work. And I remember I had this overwhelming urge to call her. I remember exactly the time. It was 11:12 a.m. I looked at the phone and I said, you know what? Just call her. What, like, just call her. Just, you know, say happy Halloween. See how she's doing. And I didn't. Now, about 2 days previous to that, she had sent me a message on Facebook privately saying, I brought you into this world. You're going to take me out. Now imagine receiving that message, not knowing the events that were about to be presented to me. So, like I said, I had that overwhelming urge to call her, but I didn't. And I got out of work, and my ex was home at my dad's, and all my whole life that my father lived at his house, we have never, not once, had trick-or-treaters, because where we live at the time, prior to my mom passing, there were no sidewalks that led to our house. So no kids, you know, their parents didn't want them walking, you know, in the street or, you know, through people's yards. So we had never had a trick-or-treater. That day, we had our very first trick-or-treater. And I was like, what? This, what? Never. We've never. So we, you know, every year we bought candy thinking we would just eat the whole bowl ourselves. But this year we had we had multiple, but I was only home for one. The trick-or-treater gave them the candy, a whole handful. And I'll never forget, the little girl was dressed as a butterfly. Remember that. There's a reason. So no sooner after I gave that little girl the candy, my phone rang. And it was my aunt. And she was crying. And I could barely understand what she was saying. But she said, your mom's truck is in the driveway. Her phone is off and all the lights are off. Now, my mother had that phone glued to her hand. There was never a time that she did not have her phone either in hand or right next to her. And it was most certainly never dead. I, at that point, threw my phone down. I looked at my ex. I was actually in the room that I'm in right now. And I said, my mother's dead. I knew in my heart that she was gone. So I left the house so fast and drove to my mom's house in about 2 minutes. Not even kidding. It normally takes about 5 or 6. I got there and I ran every red light. I didn't care if I got pulled over. They could chase me all the way to my mother's house. I was not stopping. I just went. I was so irrationally thinking that I didn't even care if I got arrested for driving recklessly. I left so fast that I had forgot to grab my mother's keys. I had a set of keys to her house. And my ex followed me. He got there a couple minutes after I did because he wasn't driving crazy. And I screamed at him. I said, go back to dad's and get mom's keys. I need her keys. I can't get in. Now, my aunt and I are standing in the rain on Halloween. And I'm trying to just tell her everything's fine. She's okay. She's probably just sleeping. Mind you, I knew. We both knew. I called 911. They said that they would be sending somebody. And we waited what felt like a whole lifetime. I ended up calling back again, telling them that my mother was dead and I needed somebody there. And within 2 minutes of that second phone call, there's ambulance, fire trucks, cops. There was so many people. And at that time, right as they got there, the scene. Things that I can't unsee, and things that I wish I never had to. What we in our hearts knew but didn't want to believe was true. The paramedics came outside because after I had been in there, we came back out and the paramedics told us that she was no longer with us. And at that very moment, I felt like, and I'm not exaggerating, like my whole world just stopped. I blacked out. I just started running. I remember my ex trying to grab me, to console me, and me pushing him away. And I just ran. And I ran to my grandmother's house because she literally lived, like, here's my grandma's house, here was my mom. So, like, separated by a yard, basically. And I busted through the door, and I could have been a little more sensitive about how I said it, but I said, Mom is dead. And my great aunt Barbara was also there, because they were handing out candy. And they both just turned as white as a ghost. And my poor grandmother, I wish that I was blaming everything on the fact that I was young. You know, I was just selfish, but I wish that I would have consoled her and, like, hugged her and held her. She's also no longer with us. She passed away in June of 2017, I believe. So after I had told my grandmother and my great aunt Barbara, I went back over to my mom's. When they were taking her out in a body bag, after that, my cousin and her now husband made me leave, basically. And we went to the liquor store and we bought vodka and Rumplemints. We went back over to my aunt's house, and I just remember sitting on the couch and everything being like I had tunnel vision. I hadn't even drank yet. It was just like everything was just a tunnel of just chaos, and I couldn't focus my eyes. Like, everything was just so slow motion, but moving so fast. I don't know how to describe it. And I remember my grandmother saying something very insensitive, and my cousin again grabbing me and getting me out of that situation. We went downstairs to the basement, and we both just cried and held each other. And that was the first time in my life that I had ever seen my cousin cry. And my friend Krista and her mom met me at my aunt's house. And that's when we went back to my dad's. And I couldn't stop crying. I cried more that day than I think I have my entire life. And I continued to cry for days. But the weird thing, and I still don't, my father and I have always had this connection where he can always calm me down, whether it was over the phone when I was in New York or in person. Just his voice, his energy, just something about him can calm me down. And I was crying like a child, and I walked in and I saw my dad, and I just felt better. I still felt like my world had ended and stopped, but I felt a little more comfort being with him. And honestly, the days following that, I don't remember. I recorded a video of me just speaking my mind, and I actually ended up using a majority of what I said in her eulogy at her funeral. I'll play a clip of that for you now.
Even when I was a baby. Forget your lust for the rich man's gold. All that you need is in your soul. And you can do this if you try. All that I want for you, my son, is to be satisfied. Boy, don't you worry. You'll find yourself. Follow your heart and nothing else. And you can do this if you try. All I want for you, my son, is to be satisfied. She got me this ring on my birthday last year. And it says, wherever you are, you'll always be in my heart. And I know that no matter where she is, she'll always be in my heart. And I love you, Mom. And I thank you guys for the support.
I just remember at the funeral, all these people coming up to me and hugging me and saying how sorry they were. And I just was so overwhelmed and so filled with just overwhelmed that all the people coming up to me, I was just like, I didn't say this, but in my head, I'm like, can you just not thank you? Can you stop hugging me? Stop touching me? Like, I don't want people around me, but I have to be here. Like, that was my mindset. Like, I was so lost and so hurt and so emotionally dead. I'm so thankful for the people that came and showed their love. And there was two things that I prayed so hard for. One, that I would somehow find peace in this unrecognizable scattered puzzle that had become my life. And two, that I could forget what I saw and how I saw my mother after she had passed. And unfortunately, neither of those prayers have come true. It haunts me to this day whenever I think about the day of her funeral and the very first time walking into the funeral home, seeing her in that casket. One of my biggest regrets is allowing it to be an open casket for public. It didn't look like her. It looked awful. And I say it insensitively. I know that. She looked awful. The paramedics believed that she had passed approximately 2 days prior to the day that she was pronounced dead. So there really wasn't a lot that the people at the funeral home could actually do. They made her hair look amazing, though. I remember after I collected my thoughts, and one thing with me that I try to always do, and I think it's just my coping mechanism, is that whenever I'm really uncomfortable or really sad or really lost, I try to make other people laugh. And I just remember saying, man, if she were alive right now and she saw her hair, she would be ready to go out. We'd be going to Allentown. We'd be going to Chippewa Street. We'd be partying it up, because she would just be in love with this hair. That's one thing I'll say. Because she has some crazy hair. And they did a really nice job with that. The fact that now, 9 years to the day of this video's release, that it has not got any easier, that there hasn't been any less times where I've gone to call or text her knowing that she's not here. How many moments and events that I just wish that I could tell her about, and how badly I beat myself up over the fact that if I had just listened, and if I would have just been there, I know that God makes no mistakes. And even if we were speaking, chances of her having another heart attack, it's pretty inevitable. But at least I could have had a couple more months, a year even, to have shared moments with her. But I'll never get that back. I pray that wherever she is, that she can forgive me for being so selfish and so self-absorbed. I love you, Mom. And there still has not been one single day where I haven't thought of you. Or wish that I could hear your voice. And I'm so sorry. I hope that I've made you proud. And I know that I've made a lot of mistakes. But I know that you're watching over me, and you're my angel. So today, on Halloween, I want to celebrate her life, her legacy, her memory, and I hope that you all will do the same. For all of those who knew my mom, who knew of my mom, I hope that you keep her in your thoughts as often as I do. Because there are very few people who are as memorable as my mom. And I am so proud to be labeled her son. I love you, Mom. And happy Halloween, guys.
I made it, Mom. I just wanted to let you know how much it meant to me that you were here yesterday. I'll talk to you later.